praise that we need. And we ask, Lord, for Richard at this time, for your help and guidance as he shares what God has given him to share. Yeah. Lord, I pray for your Holy Spirit come upon him and work through him to our hearts and minds. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Arthur. Hello, everybody. It's been over a year since I've been studying this position. My normal ministry is with the children upstairs, and we have a great time with God. And we always pray to start with, to ask God to be part of everything that we do upstairs. And it's good for Arthur to pray right now for me as I stand here before you. I was, I didn't realise that Judgment Day was coming today, Arthur, when we were judged this morning on air, singing and their performance. I was part of the team over on that side who got 9 out of 10. I was thinking, oh yeah, 9 out of 10. Then I heard, this other lot here, they got 12 out of 10. What's the secret? What's the secret of getting 12 out of 10? I want it, you know. I want to be one of those who gets 12 out of 10. You know. Where's the extra bit come from? Well, it's not from us, is it? It's from Almighty God. He fills us up so that we're overflowing to that point where there's more than 100%. There's more coming out than there's inside. We can't do anything in our own strength. And I thought that was encouraging, to be challenged not to be a 9 out of 10 person, but to be a 12 out of 10 person. I've got a scripture to read, but it sort of comes towards the end of what I've got to say. And it's a familiar one from 1 John. But I'm going to start by, the preach today is entitled Your Journey. And last week, we were challenged by honesty, hopefully by God, very deeply, I think, about being paralyzed servants and in a comfortable place. That's like 9 out of 10, you know. That's the 9 out of 10 place. Comfortable and thinking, yeah, that's enough, I've given enough. Or I'm in that place where I'm secure, I've given my life to Jesus. That's enough. Of course, it isn't enough. And forgive me if I keep talking about 12 out of 10. I'm really encouraged by the 12 out of 10 position. When you hear a preach like that last week, I thought, well, I didn't hear it initially here because I was upstairs, but I got onto the internet and listened to it. And I was doing the study on Thursday, so I needed to listen to it for that reason alone, but really encouraged by what honesty was saying. It was a bit heavy, but actually not all the words that we get are light and fluffy. Others challenge us to our inner beings, to our very root of who we are and what we're about in this place. And that was one. So I listened to it 4 times. It was a long preach, actually. It was 56 minutes. But I found the time to listen to it 4 times. And there's been a few preaches like that I've heard over the years. I've stayed with me and thinking on them and how they've spurred me on to that position where, you know, it's the 12 out of 10. Thinking and feeling that God is working in your life. And knowing by the fruit of what comes, what people say to you. You know, when people say to you, what's the secret? You know, we're not supposed to keep it secret, are we? This is God of ours. We're supposed to be telling it out. Telling it out to others. And honestly, we're talking about the the 40 years it took for the 11-day journey. I've not been on the journey 40 years, but it's actually 25 years since I gave my life to Jesus. And I thought I'd, to help you on your journey, I thought I'd say a few things about mine. And a few of the things and the ways that God have worked in my life and spoke forever into my life and given me experiences of Him along the way, so that I'm not feeling like I want to be in that comfortable place, but I want to be challenged by God to step on to greater things. Giving your life to Jesus is just the start, the very start of your journey. And it's a journey that should be amazing, fulfilled, exciting, and for the rest of your life. I've got a little visual aid to show you. A bit difficult if you're listening to this on the tape or whatever, or the CD. That word comfortableness and paralyzed and flatness is like a flat existence. Well, this is what God challenged me right at the beginning of my life about my journey with Him. It was going to be a journey that was like not flat. You know, it was going to be an upward spiral. A journey that was with Him. He was going to be with me on this journey. And maybe it was going to be a little easier at first, but maybe it's going to get harder and steeper and a bit narrower towards the top. But the thing about this journey I found encouraging was, even if I sort of fell off one bit, God would be God's underpinning the whole of my life as I go along with Him. So if I fall off, He's there, catching me, holding me secure, encouraging me, so that I'm not in this flat, paralyzed position. But actually our journey is upwards and onwards with God. I found that encouraging in my life. That was right at the start. And I'd not been a Christian that long, and God gave me that picture of how my life was going to be, you know, going upwards and onwards with Him. And it's still going. And it's not going to stop. Because I want to serve God fully in my life. Don't settle for the 9 out of 10, or the 3 out of 10, or the 1 out of 10, or whatever. You know, press on to that goal. There's life with God, doing great things for Him. I want to tell you when I first gave my life to Jesus, I had this songbook, and all the songs in it have all had scriptures related to them. I read them out onto a tape, and then I sang the songs. I was interested in the worship songs of God and the scriptures behind them. I sang the songs, I read the scriptures, and then after I'd done that, I felt, I'm going to put a testimony on this tape. So I put a testimony on the tape. Because I thought, well, if I die tomorrow, I want somebody to listen to this and hear what God's got to say through my life. And I wasn't frightened of dying tomorrow. But I thought, you know, I want my story to live on about what God's doing for me, what He's done for me, maybe what He's going to do for me. So I did that. That was another starting point. If you're a new Christian or an old Christian who's lost the way a bit, read the Word, sing praises to God, and you'll be able to share your testimony of where he's working in your life. Get involved in things that are going on in the church through the outreach. You know, yesterday was a good day, an opportunity. We have many opportunities to serve in the church, to serve God, not just in here, but actually we're looking to reach out to the community, to be part of it. Are you up for that? Are you a 12 out of 10 for that? You know, do you really want to do that? Forgive me if I keep reaching into here. I think we've all done gift analysis and things like that in the church. If you haven't, maybe you need to speak to the leaders and we can arrange to do something like that for you so that you know where your gifting is, you know, where you can become involved, maybe. And I had my list here from the 4th of September 2003. We did an exercise and we put the list down and it's got lots of things on. Humbling when you read them, actually, because it's like teaching and serving, and craftsmanship, hospitality, healing, tongues, whatever. This list gets bigger as you go on with God, as you put yourself in that position where you want to be used by him. That's how it should be. The gifts we have, as we exercise them, as we use them, we're not in that paralyzed state. We're actually more and more active for God, more and more active for him. I encourage you to, if you don't know what your gifts are, find out. If you do know what they are, start using them. It's not just about coming on a Sunday to sing some beautiful songs and getting 9 out of 10 for your Sunday time, but all through the week, worshipping God, singing his praises, reading his word, listening to his voice. Some of the best times I've had with God are when I've actually said, I'm available. I'm here. I want to serve you. I want to tell somebody about you today. Give me somebody to speak to today, Lord Jesus. And God hears our prayers. And he gives us those opportunities. Now, we don't always grasp them and make full use of them. And we might regret some of those things, but there's a way back from that position. And then to move on and ask God again. Because he's loving, and he's gracious, and he gives you opportunity after opportunity to serve him. And be one of those disciples, not just a convert, but a disciple of Jesus. Somebody who's prepared to go the extra mile, give the extra, because you realize that God is everything to you. And we look at Jesus' life. We spent lots of time with God, lots of time looking at the scriptures, praising, hearing from God, doing super stuff in his name. And he says that we can be like that. We can do greater things, it says. There's a lot to be done out there. When we went to People's Day yesterday, there were lots of people. Lots of opportunities to chat with people, bless them, get God's, the name of God's church here out into the community. It was a superb day for giving away cold drinks. People were gasping for the water, but they're gasping for the word of God, but they don't know it. They don't understand it. They don't appreciate, or they haven't got that revelation from God of who he is. It's our challenge to be those people, isn't it? To be those people. Not to be paralysed. Not to be thinking it's up to other people to do it. To be those people who go out and get people for God. We've all got to do it. We've all been called to that ministry. Some as leaders and some support people. But, you know, the mission is one of the prime functions of the church. It's not just to come here and be a holy club and have a good time. We'll have a good meal next week. We'll be having a superb meal, I've no doubt. But you know what? We're celebrating Dora's baptism. Isn't that we want to celebrate people who are getting baptized? Celebration. Bringing our children here so they can learn the stories, the word of God. Worship with the community of people. But if they see people who are paralyzed, it's not going to really encourage them, is it? It's not going to encourage them to become a person who's paralyzed. We want to encourage our children, not just here, but at home. If you're a Christian, a parent of children, read them the Bible, read them the stories of Jesus, pray with them. Ask them about what they've done here in their time. Encourage them to get to that point where they can commit their own lives to God and follow him. Because we don't want them to settle for the 9 out of 10 Sunday life. We want the 12 out of 10. Something much deeper and further. The journey that starts for us all when we give our lives to Jesus. If it's not moving on, let's pray and ask God to move us on. To move us on out of that place where we think we're stuck. Out of that place where we think we're stuck. I'm going to read a scripture from 1 John 1. 5-9, walking in the light. This is the message we have heard from him and declare it to you. God is light. In him is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him, yet walk in darkness, we lie and do not live by the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. In the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from all sin. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar, and his word has no place in our lives. We're all in that position where we're in the 9 out of 10 position in some areas. You know, we think we're doing okay, but there's things that are not quite right. Not got to that point where we're a 10 out of 10 or more. God is there for us. If we're feeling paralyzed by things that have not worked out, our own sin in our lives, God is able to release us from that. Forgive us for that. Take us to a new place a new place before him where we can worship and praise his holy name. I chose this scripture because 25 years ago somebody gave me a song from Africa based on this scripture, and I don't think I've ever sung it. I might sing it now, and it's all about confessing our sins to him and he will forgive us. I've often thought about the words and carried it in my heart, you know. I know I'm a sinful man, but God is faithful and true, able to forgive us if we ask him and confess our sin to him. I'll sing it, okay. Na twa yamba sibi Jesu le zawa lo ula shomeka ula tule kele la sibi kabuka Jesu ula tu sala sisya Zita lule me jonse, na twa yamba zibi Jesu, tu la jatilwa. Based on 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and true, forgive us all unrighteousness. Thank you, Jesus. I encourage you to think on that scripture all through the week. God is able to take us on to the new place in our journey, the new place. Somewhere where we won't get stuck because we're moving with him. God is able to move us on. He wants to move us on. I thought I'd just tell you also a testimony of somebody I used to work with. And this person was very much in a paralyzed position, not physically but spiritually. And I shared with them at work and tried to encourage them in gently, and if they asked questions about scriptures, I'd do my best to seek God, answer them, point them to the right scriptures. And when they left the college, they said I was a true friend in Jesus. A true friend in Jesus. I think, you know, I'd like everybody to think I was a true friend in Jesus. Not just because they have faith, but actually because Jesus loves everybody. We should love everybody too. I want people to see me as a follower of Jesus. Somebody who loves him. And I had a card from the person a couple of months ago. And this is what the person said. P.S. Life is going on as usual with ups and downs. I feel happy. I have new church, I think, also progressed with my relation with God. I do appreciate him more, especially in bad moments. I do hope things are good for you in your life. I pray and I do believe that God has very special things to come in store for you. Not just things. Not special things, but very special things. God has very special things in store for me. And for you. You know, we're on this journey with God. You know? Getting up from that state where we think we're not doing it, we're not being God's people. We're called to be those people who are doing and receiving from God those very special things that He has in store for us. Maybe it's practicing gifts that you've let grow stale. Speaking to that person that you spoke to before, but you thought, well, they don't want to know, but things move on in their lives and they may be open now. So don't put up the fence and say they're not going to listen to me. God has ways of working in people's lives so that when you speak to them, it's the right time and the right opportunity. Let's make sure we're right with God so that when we have those opportunities, we'll be in that place where we're a 12 out of 10 person, because there's nothing holding us back, nothing of the enemy that's trying to hold us down and paralyze us. God calls us to be His people here in this church. We're going places, folks. We're all journeying together. Yes, there may be one or two that for a short time or a season or whatever may be in that paralyzed position, but for most of us, we're not supposed to be in that position. We're supposed to be caring for those that are, yes, helping those people who are in that position to come through it supernaturally, practically, with the love of God pouring out of our lives. And then, you know, most of the church are in that active position, able to serve God. I want to be able to serve God. I can't do that in my own strength. So I come to Him knowing that He will forgive me and help me and spur me on. Spur me on to say, well done, faithful servant, when it comes to the real judgment day. I don't want to be in a 9 out of 10 position then. Help us, Lord Jesus, I pray. Spur us on to the things of God in our lives, Lord Jesus. Those things which are not of You, break them, I pray. Release Your people, Lord God. Raise them up, Lord God. Raise up Your people so that they can raise up the standard, so that we might be seen as Your people. Thank You for all that You've done. But we see there's more to come. More for me, more for You. Lord Jesus, help us to serve You fully in this place. In Your name, amen. If you feel that you're in a position where you're not able to get up, come forward and we'll pray. We'll pray for people this morning. A journey is not a stationary journey. A journey is somewhere where you're going from somewhere to somewhere else. And that somewhere else is that relationship with God, which is deeper. Deeper with God we should be going, so that we know His call. We know when He says that person. We know when He says that situation. Get involved. I'm going to bless that work. Get involved with that. So, are you ready? Are you ready to journey with God? I'm ready. Help me, Lord Jesus. I need it as much as anybody else. I need it as much as anybody else. Lord Jesus. I give my life again to you. Say, come, Lord Jesus, come. For anyone here, Lord Jesus, anyone who's not even started the journey, help them, Lord Jesus, to confess your name. Call upon your saving grace to know you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord, in our lives. Do it, Lord, in my life. I need you, Lord. Grace and mercy. Pour it out, Lord. Do it, Lord Jesus, I pray.